Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Literary Escape Book Club discussion, and we are moving forward in the Lake City Heroes series by Lynette Eason, and today we are going to dive into book two, Target Acquired. But before we do that, quick question for everyone. Would you prefer to get a handwritten letter or a text message from your significant other?
Oh, significant. Oh. You didn't put significant other
well,
on
Well, I mean, we're reading romance. Yeah. So.
Sorry, I was on the wrong podcast question.
No, we're reading suspense.
I put handwritten.
I say suspense. I don't know.
A text message? She circled text message.
I circled text message because I was assuming from anybody.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's what you prefer. I'll text you from now on.
Yeah, we'll text from now on. I prefer a handwritten letter. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's because we're kind of like older, and that's when Derek and I were first dating and he lived like an hour and a half away. That's how we communicated the most, was handwritten letters in the mail. So we each have a stack of letters from each other still.
Yeah.
That's what kids are going to have to do next year, too, because they can't have their phones in school.
That's right. But yeah, but don't you remember, you would write letters and you learned the special way to fold it. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, pass this to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Of course, back then I was just passing it to my girlfriends in class.
Yeah.
Hey.
I wish I still had that. I had a big box of them all.
I don't know. There's something about being able to pull those out and seeing their actual handwriting. Yeah. That just seems more personable. Mm-hmm. Personal. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, let's dive into Target Acquired.
Okay. She's finally exactly where she wants to be. Unfortunately, she's also in the crosshairs of a killer. After years of training, tough as nails, Kinsey King has earned her place as a tactical medic on a SWAT team. But not everyone on the all-male team accepts her. Rumor is she got the position not because of what she could do, but because of who she knew, which means she has to work harder and longer than anyone else to prove herself. Cole Garrison is a man with deep faith who is finally ready to settle down and build a family of his own. If he can find the right person, that is. Kinsey sure has set off his interest meter, but trouble seems to follow in her wake. Since she joined the team, someone has begun to ambush and pick off its members one by one. It's all hands on deck to discover the culprit and in the killing. Can Kinsey and Cole put aside their differences and work together as a team? Or will their budding attraction be snuffed out by a sniper's bullet?
Ooh, how many stickies do I have on the edge of that one? Not quite as many as the first one, but this one still was quite intense. So let's talk about the characters really quickly here. Grab that. Sorry. Which character would you most want to have coffee with, and what would you ask them?
What, Kenzie's grandma?
Know,
like back in the day, how they were.
Yes.
Because it was just an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
All met and became friends.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, this is the one that went. Oh, yes. That I really liked. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would agree. I think the grandmother, Kinsey's grandmother, would be very interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Kinsey and Cole?
I was kind of jealous how in shape they are.
I'm like, oh my word, I have to start working out.
I know. I was like, oh, it made it seem so easy.
Like, they do. And I was like, girl, you can do this. You can get back in shape. And then I start trying and I'm like, this sucks. But you know what? I think this might be like a military saying where they say like, embrace the suck.
And I'm like, okay, I gotta embrace like, the suck.
All the running. Do you want to meet? Is this the one where they meet in the morning and they run?
Yeah.
I don't like running.
I'm not a morning workout person either. I am a slow morning person.
Yeah.
And then when I get home from work, then I'm like, okay, let's do a workout.
Yeah.
Do a workout. Because then you're all sweaty. And then I'm like, now I'm going to shower and I can relax for the evening. So I'm seriously going to try to, you know, beef up my workout routine.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person for routine.
No, I'm like, give me my cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Give me my quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Same.
That doesn't happen during the school year because it's like, hurry up, pack lunch, get out the door.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that. Like, have their morning breakfast.
Well.
Because we're always like, run, gingerbread man, run out the door.
The boss is coming.
Right? We are slower, but we do get up kind of early to. Because I still cook bacon and eggs in the morning. And so just to have time to do that and sit and enjoy it. But we don't, like, linger over breakfast. That's not a meal we linger over.
That's my weekend thing I like to do. Yeah. Make a breakfast and low.
Yeah. Are there any additional characters worth mentioning?
I just have the friend group again.
I think the friend group, but also your SWAT team members.
Yeah.
Because they are pretty prevalent. You know, throughout this one, obviously, because they're getting picked off, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's move into our reaction. As we read, how did we react to these things? So how did you react to the prologue with Eliza, who is Cole's grandmother, being in a mental institution?
So sad.
So this was like back in the 40s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very sad.
I put interesting, women were treated so poorly during that time.
Yeah. Well, do you remember, it's been a few years when we read the, is it Savage Wells series? And remember the Healing Hearts one where her dad had put her into the Menstrual Institute because she had seizures?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Was that Savage Wells?
Yeah, wasn't that part of Savage Wells? Wasn't the doctor of the town his love story?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was the Savage Wells series. But remember, I think there was like a footnote in there from the author about when they did research, what they discovered was your closest male relative could put you into a mental institute for anything, and you were stuck there.
Kind of like
until they gave permission for you to leave.
Abraham Lincoln's oldest son did that with his mom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She got herself out, but he did put her in one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Abraham, yes. And he did put her in one.
After his death, obviously. After, because they say your husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
like your dad, like if in that book, like if she had been married, her dad would not have had the ability to put her away.
She wrote letters and stuff and she got herself out. But the oldest one that lived through adulthood and everything, Robert, the oldest, he did put his mom in one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was sad.
But I'm thinking we read another book real quickly where the daughter lived with the mom and they had one, the banker of the town.
Yes.
And she wouldn't let her mom go out because of whatever. And the doctor in the town was really nice and would give her medicine.
Yeah.
But she said if they find out what's really wrong with her, they're going to send her too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Because she had like dementia or something. That was in Sarah Turnquist's series.
But I remember that.
I can't remember the name
of
the series.
But that was one of them. Too.
How did you react to the guys having an issue with Kinsey being on the SWAT team and then Cole's thoughts on it as well?
I mean, a lot of times men have trouble. Like, they have their men bonding, like, type, and there's, like...
They're different than us, and it's okay.
And it's okay, and they're kind of like, well, this is an... They want it to be an all-male...
It's typically a male profession.
Yeah. And you gotta, you know, I mean, I think it was cool she was on the thing. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I think we have, you know... I didn't see anything wrong with her being on it, but I can see how it would be hard, personally.
She had the training, it said. Qualified her.
Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts?
I liked how Cole thought it through, like, as with the training and use the best candidate.
Whoever was qualified.
The best. And I liked how he processed it, whereas some leaders would have just crossed her off because she was a woman.
Yeah, like.
But I liked that he treated her equally and fair.
He did. He did also state that she is the weak link. And she even said that. I know I'm the weakest on the team. I don't have the strength. I'm a woman and will never have the strength that the men have. But her biggest qualification is she was a highly qualified medic.
And yes.
Which is really was her primary role.
Yeah.
Even when they went out, she wasn't.
She stayed back.
She would stay back. But she was trained to be able to be in those situations. I struggled with this because I'm probably really old school. I think it worked out well, and I think her role as a medic was perfect for her. Mm-hmm. But I did agree with the other side, and I don't think we can ignore the other side of when a woman is on a team like that, she is the weakest link. And the fact that she recognized that, but still worked really hard to be the best she could be in that role to support and protect her fellow teammates. I loved that about her. But I always think, like, I don't know. I'm probably going to get myself in trouble with this thought. But, like, I have always been under the opinion you can serve in those roles and you can serve in the military as a woman, but I don't think you should be on the front lines. And this is why. Our men are wired to protect. And who do they protect? Women and children. You do become the weakest link because their mind is on the mission, is split between the mission and is our woman in the group safe? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like they have a split duty instead of being solely like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, like,
and I could be wrong.
The weakest link is she going to help us or hurt us?
Right.
When it comes to, like, we need everything and we can she come and put and be able to help us without us having to, oh, crap, we have to go rescue her.
Right.
You know, like, you know.
That's the piece right there. And I don't know that I'm saying it right. And I am not downplaying any woman who served in military. I'm truly thankful for you, just like I am for the men who serve. It's just I'm old, maybe old school on it. I might get deemed.
Yeah,
some hate mail on that one.
But like James said in the book, I think it was James that was talking to him about even if there was another guy on the team, you're always going to have a weakest link.
You are.
Yeah.
It's very
but
true.
I understand your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good point of view to think about.
So, and I think we need to. I don't think we need to be fully. I think we need to consider all points of views on that and be understanding of, okay, I get that. But anyways. Okay. She mentions VeggieTales.
It made me think of working at camp.
Yes.
Remember in the kitchen we'd play VeggieTales?
VeggieTales. Okay. I'm not a good singer, but I was like, I love that she put VeggieTales
in
there.
Yes.
They are a timeless, like, classic cartoon with really great, great stories. Okay. What did you think, though, about Cole's grandmother in connection to Kinsey's family when that was revealed?
Go ahead.
I put meant to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was really neat to see, like, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, now, only Kinsey's grandma's alive at this point in present day. So this is a really neat story because there's flashbacks to back to the grandparents, basically. And I really enjoyed that part of it. But can you imagine, like, those grandparents watching, they were just friends, really good friends, watching their grandchildren fall in love and get married. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah,
like that their two families finally are joined together. So anyways, what did you think about the kid at the warehouse with the warehouse call?
I was surprised how that turned out.
Yeah I was too. And then I felt bad for the poor kiddo.
Yeah, that was.
And I love that the SWAT team, like, went out and
that was so awesome. Like, that they did that. Yeah.
How did you react to Kinsey's dad hanging up on her when she couldn't take him to the cemetery? And also just her whole family dynamics.
It was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sad.
And I don't feel like they ever got super close, even in the end. And I was like, you know what's sad is her older brothers could have been better protectors of her growing mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. And they weren't. And that made me sad. Okay. And then how did you react to Kinsey's dad's crime room and like the new evidence that has shown up for
him? I was surprised he had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put
whoa, baby.
Yeah. That's a great reaction. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah. Lots of cause and effect in that room.
Oh, like, yeah. How did you react to Kinsey's use of the word doohickey?
It made me think. I swear we've said that before.
Yeah. But laughable.
I love it. It just makes her feel real. Because yeah. we've all done that. You mm-hmm. know that little doohickey thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how saying that to my husband. And he goes, no, I don't know what doohickey you're talking about. I one time at work had to go on the radio
mm-hmm.
because they needed to pull out the basketball hoops, but there's like a twisty tool thing that you use. Well, I don't know what you call that. And I couldn't find any custodian, so I had to radio and say, we need the spinny tool to pull out the basketball hoops in the gym. And that goes out to everybody in the corporation. I got some, mm-hmm. you know, jabs after that. And I'm like, well, what do you call it? It's a spinny tool thing.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you react to Kinsey confronting Butler and the team finally? Because she was just kind of like taking their, really, Butler's jabs. I think the others were.
The others were more
accepting.
Like, more accepting. I'm glad she finally confronted him.
Proud. I was proud of her.
I'm like, you go, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how did you react to Cole tells Kinsey he is in love with her, and she responds with, let's talk later.
I put focused, girl.
I love how she's like, I'm sorry. I just didn't know how to respond to you in that moment. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm sure he was like, oh, I just told a woman I love her, and she said, let's talk later. This is not good. All right, let's hit on the faith factor, so some faith elements that popped out to us. So the way God provided for Micah and his family through the SWAT team, it just reminds me of Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Because even though it was like not the best circumstances that they got connected with Micah,
mm-hmm.
in his family, his mom pointed out like this was God's intervention because mm-hmm. they were in a state of desperation.
Yeah.
I love, love, love that.
I love the M&Ms.
You know? Oh, yes. Yes, I did love that. And when they see him again, do you have any more M&Ms, his little sister? Yeah. Oh, kids are great. And how about everyone praying for Kinsey when she was cut and Cole saying he prayed for her every day?
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, again, it's that friend group that's like, they have a group text thing going on, and it's like, hey, she's been hurt. Okay, we're praying. Mm-hmm. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Which I feel like these characters do that. They're continuously praying. And then Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Those are just the verses that came to me when I read those sections. Any other thoughts on the faith factor in this one?
Mm-mm.
All right, we're going to do a slight deep dive, okay? Which scene of danger most effectively puts you inside the character's body? Like your heart's pounding, your breathing's coming in short. I'll tell you mine. Mine was the intruder into her basement.
Mm, that's a good one.
That is a good one. But the bombs in the old hospital.
Yeah, I put all the SWAT team ones. Were they just waiting for the explosions?
Am I in the right one? Or no, they had those. They had some people held captive, hostages.
Yeah.
But there was bombs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, don't set those off.
Yeah. Did you enjoy I called it like a semi-dual timeline because I felt like when it went back, because it wasn't played out throughout the whole, but like the backstory of the grandparents would show up. So like you would, all of a sudden a chapter would be, you're back in the 1940s, 50s, mm-hmm. whatever. Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it. I put yes, I enjoyed hearing about Eliza. The background and how all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was definitely interesting and gave like more depth to their character.
Yes.
And I really liked when she got out, but mm-hmm. then I was sad about how it was in her home.
Yeah.
But then when she met, he made her go on this date. Like,
yeah.
But I really enjoyed that guy.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. he was like, I don't want this either. Like, right. You're not a bad person, but we're right. both.
They're in love with other people.
Yeah, and how he helped her.
Yeah.
I thought that was so awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was almost like God put him there.
Yeah.
You know, to help her out.
Well, let's play the part. And she got him outside to go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then
gone. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Did you have any questions that were not answered by the end of the book on anything? Or do you feel like she did a really good job of tying everything up?
I think she did a good job.
I think she did too. She gave good explanations and reasonings mm-hmm. for everything and who did it and why. All right, let's talk about our ratings. What is the mystery rating for Target Acquired?
Latte.
Latte.
I agree, latte. How about the suspense?
Latte.
Latte.
Latte, latte. This one was very suspenseful, I thought. Inspiration level?
Mocha.
Mocha.
Yeah, I agree. Mocha. She just does a really good job of weaving it into mm-hmm. everyday life for them. How about the drama level?
Latte.
I put mocha.
I'd probably go mocha to latte somewhere in there. Don't you think? Like, there's a lot of historical drama.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some drama with the team, the SWAT team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, romance level?
Espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah, it's an espresso. It is light on the romance. For those who prefer a light romance read, we highly recommend. All right, overall lasso rating out of 3 lassos.
3.
It is rare for us not to give a 3, but I think we choose authors that write really well. Like, she is an excellent author. So, highly, highly recommend. So that wraps up our discussion of Target Acquired by Lynette Eason. However, if you'd like to hear us discuss the twists and whodunit and why, then become a member of the Literary Escape Book Club at literaryescape.com for just $7 a month or $70 for the year. And your support, your membership helps support this podcast so we can share these amazing books with readers around the world. Until next time, happy and blessed reading. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.